Today we're talking about peace, and the title of the message is Peace is at the Heart of Christmas. Peace is at the heart of Christmas. We're talking about the gifts that God wants to give to each of us during Christmas. We don't even have to wait till the 25th. We're going to experience it today. And we're talking about peace today. I'd like for you to read with me Isaiah 9:6 in your sermon listening guide. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I came across an article, and it was about a few kids. When they were asked this question, what they said, if you could meet anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and why? It's a good question for us. Let me share some of the answers. One kid said, my late grandfather. We didn't talk a lot when I was in primary school. I mostly ignored him. And it goes on to say, if he saw him, he would apologize to him that he wasn't kinder to his grandfather. Another kid, 14 years old, said this. They listed their grandmother. And the grandmother had passed away, and this person said, she took care of me when I was younger. And she went on to say she would love to spend more time with her grandmother. One 16-year-old said that this person would love to meet Malala Yousafzai, and she won the Nobel Peace Prize at age 17, a champion for women's rights. And I think she's from Pakistan, and she said, I'd love to meet her. And so these kids go on and on to talk about the person they would love to meet, dead or alive. And let me just say this. There's one person here, one person that each of us here need to meet during our lifetime. And Isaiah gave him a title. He's called the Prince of Peace. It's not an option. It's a necessity and a requirement that we meet this one person. And of course, Isaiah was talking about Jesus, who was yet to be born at the time. He's titled the Prince of Peace. Now, there's a reason we all need to meet him. Peace comes from a person. The person who died and rose again, conquered sin and death. He lives forevermore, and he can download peace into your life. Now, I know one thing. Everybody here has a measure of peace in your life. Now, for some, it's very deep and wide, and you feel at rest. Others, maybe there's a partial peace, and you're still trying to figure out, as we all need to, how do I get more peace in my life? Isaiah said this, when Jesus would be born, he would be called the Prince of Peace. The word prince means a ruler, the leader, the chief, one who has dominion. I tell you, we got to meet that person because we all need peace. There are nearly 8 billion people in the world today, and everybody on planet Earth needs to meet the Prince of Peace because he's the only one that can give us true peace in our hearts. Now, the big idea of the message, it's in your notes, and I'll have the guys, Joe, put it on the screen. I'll give you a definition of peace. I just like it. It's simple. Peace does not mean you won't have any problems. Peace means that your problems won't have you. Dr. Tony Evans, I like that. When you and I have peace, it doesn't mean our problems will go away. As a matter of fact, we'll have them, just a part of life. But our problems do not have to have us. You know why? The presence of Christ is more powerful than my circumstance. So if you're here today, we all just need a new dose and understanding of peace. You know why? It's a gift that God wants to give every heart when Jesus was born into the world. So here's what I want to do today. I want to share with you four simple thoughts about peace. Just four things. And I want you to find yourself. What do I mean by that? Find out where you're at on the peace scale. I mean, do you need more of it? Do you in a certain area? But we're just going to talk about this whole thing of peace. So let's get started. Number one, in your notes. The first truth about peace is this. Jesus is the source of peace. He is the source. It's a person. So read with me John 14:27 in your notes. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So Jesus says, look at it. He says, my peace, he's God and man at the same time, I give to you, not as the world gives. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. If you're here this morning and your heart is troubled, he wants to untrouble troubled hearts. I mean, that's his business. And it's who he is to us, and we must receive it and understand it. Now, you know, there's different world religions. There's Judaism. There's Islam, which is the Muslim faith. There's Buddhism, Zoroastrianism. There's Baha'i faith. There's many others. I want to tell you the difference that Christianity is to all these other world religions. And it's this. In Christianity, there's something called grace. And we find that Paul says, I am saved by grace. You know what it is? It's a gift. We can't earn it. We have to receive it. It's a gift. In Islam, you have to work hard and hope that your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds when you get to the end, and Allah measures it to determine if you get into heaven or not. And other religions are work-related. What does that mean? People think if they're good enough and they do enough good deeds that somehow that's going to earn them heaven. Christianity has different ground rules. It's called grace. I love it. You and I can't earn it. But we have to receive it and embrace it, and Jesus is the source of the peace he drops into people's lives. So Romans 5:1, Paul said this, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So how do you get peace? It's real simple. The Bible says when we confess our sins and receive the gift of eternal life through grace into our life, he downloads peace into our life. The Bible says we're born again. We have a new life. We're a new creation. And there's something about the divine that touches our heart, listens, and it creates peace in us, in our relationship between us and God. That's the peace we're all after. The world, some 8 billion people, need to have that connection point with the source that says it's by grace and it's a gift if you want to receive it. That's what makes Christianity so special. So number one, Jesus is the source. It's a person of peace. Number two, the second thing we learn about peace is this. Once you know the source, peace is unlimited. Now, there's an amazing verse in verse 7 after verse 6 in chapter 9 of Isaiah. Read it with me. It's in your notes. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Now, it's amazing to me that it says there will be no end. That means there's no limit. It's endless. There's no conclusion. So, Friday, after Pauline's service here in the sanctuary, there was a meal next door. And I was talking to different people, and I came across an extended family member. We were talking and just a pleasant conversation. And I said, well, you probably had to take time off from work to come to the service. And here's what he told me. He says, no, he says, I have unlimited time off. Now, I've heard that concept before, but I had to ask him a few questions. Unlimited time off? Yeah, I have unlimited time off. He's an IT guy. He supervises about 15 people, company's about 300. He says, I have unlimited time off. It kind of caught my attention. And I said, you must have a high trust organization. I mean, they give their employees unlimited time off. Well, what's that mean? Well, if they need to go to a funeral, doctor's appointment, or they're sick, maybe vacation, they have an unlimited time off policy. I mean, manage your life, do your job, and they attract high-quality people because of that. But when I thought about the concept unlimited time off, and then I thought about, you know, in Isaiah, Jesus, his peace will be or know no end. It just goes on and on and on. If you're here today and you have peace in your heart or you're looking for it, understand this. It can grow. It can become deeper, stronger. It's an inner sense of security and rest that you are connected to God. And even though you have problems, his power is bigger than them, and you can be at peace in the midst of your problems. So point number two, once you know the source, peace is endless. It's unlimited. It goes on forever and ever. Okay, number three. The third truth about peace I want to share is this. I want to talk about three dimensions of peace. Letter A in your notes. It's peace with God. Now, this is vertical. This is upward. It's between you and God. He drops peace into people's lives when we trust his word and we, through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, allow him to be part of our life. Read with me 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, and in every way the Lord be with all of you. If you're sitting here this morning and your heart is not at rest, it takes a touch from God himself through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to deposit peace into your life. That's how it works. You believe his word, and you lay hold of it, and you receive it. The most important peace you need to figure out in life, you need to meet the person who's the Prince of Peace, Jesus, and allow him to deposit vertical peace into your life. It's between you and God, nobody else. Peace directly from God. The Christmas story, Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace. He wants to give that to you if you don't have it. And if you've already got it, it's endless. He wants to expand it. We'll talk about that in a bit. So number one, the first dimension is vertical peace. That's the most important one of the three we'll talk about today, letter B. The second dimension is this, with other people. Now, walk this through with me. I'm talking about the horizontal relationships, husbands, wives, children, parents, co-workers, friends. You and I have hundreds of horizontal relationships. And read with me Romans 12:18 in your notes. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Now here's what it's saying. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? To the best of your ability and my ability, we need to live at peace with people horizontally. I'm not talking vertical, I'm talking horizontal. So what does that mean? I mean, I'm human too, and every once in a while you run into a friction point with a family member or friend, and you feel crummy inside. You follow that, track that? You know, there's a disagreement or something happens, and I feel bad inside. I'm not at peace with that person. I'm good with 90 others, but there's one I'm having a hard time with. Now, here's the principle. Paul says, as much as and as far as possible with you, live at peace with all people. Now, here's what I have to, I just suggest and recommend. You and I need to always take the first step. Don't wait for the other person to come to you. It may never happen. Now, there's a reason we need to be a leader in our relationships. If you and I take the first step and we say, hey, if I did something, I apologize, let's talk it through. Take this step. Be bold. Don't wait for them to come to you. It may never happen. If they accept it, things are back on the same page. If they don't, and that does happen, you have done as much as you can to live at peace with that person. You gave it your best shot. You can feel good about the effort, even though it may not have cleared the air totally between you and the other person. Paul says this, as much as possible, as you and I can do, live at peace with other people. Now, so the first one is vertical with God. The second one is horizontal. Keep a short list. In other words, pay attention to any horizontal frictions that will rob us of our joy. Deal with it best you can. Make an effort. Hey, if I did wrong, my apologies. I've done that plenty of times in my life. I want to get it back where it should be. All right, letter C. The third dimension of peace is when you have peace with yourself. Did you know you have a relationship with yourself? It's called the inner person. It's who you are. It doesn't involve somebody else. It's just you. And read with me Philippians 4 in your notes. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here's the point. Are you at peace with yourself? Now, this is a lifelong journey, is it not? But here's what I found. Oftentimes, we hold things against ourselves because we think that's the religious thing to do. And we are short on forgiving ourselves. We'll forgive other people. But a lot of times, we're not at peace with ourselves for different reasons. Now, there's personality traits. There's legalism, perfectionism. There's self-effort. There's a whole bunch of stuff we sift through in our lives so that we are not living in a state of unrest toward ourselves. We got to figure it out. We got to go to work on it. There's some things in my life that I've been working on for decades. Be real honest. I have. It's just, I want to be at peace with myself, and I got to go to work on the things that are not honoring to God, or they're too much personality and not enough grace and truth, and I just got to work through it. Be at peace with yourself. What does that mean? Apply grace. If you need to forgive yourself, if you got to let go of something, you got to deal with something, you go to work on it, and you can have peace with yourself. So those are the three categories. Upward, that's God in you. That's the most important one. Figure it out. The Prince of Peace, you got to meet with him. Number two, horizontal. Family, friends, wife, husband, children, all these people that I have relationships with, hey, attend to them, be careful. Guard and protect them. Number three, peace with yourself. What do you need to do in your own life to love yourself better and find freedom in through God's grace? So let's go to number four. So number one is the source. Jesus is the source of peace. Number two, it's unlimited. Number three, there's three dimensions to it. And finally, number four, I love this one. Guard your peace. Read with me Proverbs 4:23 in your notes. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. The word guard, circle it if you have a pen. It means to preserve, to protect, and to keep watch over. Now, here's a principle we all need to live for and by, not only at Christmas, but our entire lives. When you're about to make a decision, whether it's for yourself, your family, your marriage, whoever, check your peace. Does the peace in your heart resonate in a positive way with the decision you're about to make? Or does all of a sudden you have a degree of unrest just thinking about a decision you're about to make? So here's what Paul said in Colossians: let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. You know what the word rule is? It's an umpire. And if you're about to make a decision to go this way, and the umpire of peace says, that may not be a good decision, let me tell you, mind it. Pay attention to it. If it's a green light, and you say, hey, I feel good about this, go for it. Let peace be your umpire when you make decisions about your life, your future, relationships, your career. God will guide you, because peace is a sign of the blessing of God when you move forward and make decisions. Paul says, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. I've shared this before. I was a part of trying to buy a house, and it's a very nice place, got a good price on it, put a deposit down on it. And as time got closer to the closing, I lost my peace. It was a little bit humbling, and basically called the deal off. Had to forfeit a little bit of deposit money. But you know what? I did it because I didn't have peace about it. And you know what happened after that? God provided a better house. That's what he does. When you and I let peace be our umpire, it rules this way or this way. Pay attention to it. You know what? Peace with God, peace with others, peace with yourself. And you live life from a place of inner rest. You know why? You may have problems, but then your problems won't have you. Because peace represents the presence of Christ, and his power is more powerful than my circumstances. All right, conclusion. Let's read together these verses at the end. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Here's the great thought. Of all the people God could have announced the birth of Jesus through, a president, some kind of government official, somebody that was wealthy, the list goes on and on. Of all the people he chose, you know who he chose? Shepherds. Shepherds were part of the low level of society. They were smelly, uneducated. They didn't have a 401k. They didn't have IRAs. They didn't have a bank account. I mean, these were people of humble means. And there's a reason he did that. He wanted to show that he loves everybody. And he appeared to the shepherds and told them the message first. I think that is so cool. You know what that means? The message of peace was not only for them, it's for us too. And he says, I want you to receive peace as a Christmas gift. You don't wait till the 25th of December to celebrate Christmas. We're doing it right today. You know why? We're gonna go after more peace. We did hope last week. But let peace be expanded in your life. So we're going to close in prayer. And I'm going to walk you through a few things. And I want you to guard your heart and say, what have I got anything that I need to get rid of that's leaking my peace? What do I need to deal with that God can restore that? Let's bow for prayer. Number one, your vertical peace with God. I'm going to lead us in a simple prayer. You can pray it silently after me. If you need to say, God, I need that vertical forgiveness and peace from you, just pray this. Father in heaven, thank you that you love me. Thank you that I'm valuable to you. Forgive me for trying to do life apart from you. I confess my sins. And right now, by faith, I open the door of my heart and I invite Jesus Christ into my life. Or I recommit my life to him. May he be the Prince of Peace in my entire life. In your name I pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I want to talk about horizontal peace. Listen closely, just like the seashell. God will show you if there's any horizontal relational issues with another person that you need to tend to. Or maybe you've done everything you can and you're just like in a resting place. You got to park it. You've done everything you can. That's good. On the other hand, he says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let him bring to mind any tending of relationships that he might lead you to take that step in to restore and to make right. All right. Category 3. I believe there's some people here who may not be at peace with themselves. You may be at peace with God, peace with other people, but not with yourself. And God is saying to you today to deal with any unforgiveness toward yourself. We can be against ourselves, even though God is for us. And he may be saying to you today, I want you to surrender your anger toward yourself. Surrender your unforgiving spirit toward yourself. Surrender any hard feelings you have toward yourself. You give it to grace. You surrender it. Say, God, help me to forgive me. Do that right now. Father, we all just now open our hearts, we put our hands out, and we receive a new measure of peace as a gift from you into our lives. Lord, today is December 25th. We're celebrating your gift of Jesus to us, who's the Prince of Peace. Everybody here needs to meet him, wants to meet him, wants to connect with him. And we just thank you that Christmas is today. It's in this service. Our tanks are full. We are blessed. We thank you for your mercy. Fill our lives with hope that overflows and give us a peace that never ends. And Father, we just want to thank you in this moment for those Christmas gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.